time, no beginning, no end. An infinite procession that humbles our mortality. But there are moments in life that transcend our fate. Memories crafted by gods among men that defy time to forget them. These are the moments that echo through the ages. Always heard, never to grow old. Born of will, christened with blood. They are testament to the strong, the mighty, the eminent. Deities who defy their own mortality to forge an indelible imprint in the annals of time. Like the mythic gods of ancient Greece, they may thrill us, inspire us, at times make us angry, but they will never let us forget them. Tonight is their night, their battle, their moment of ultimate sacrifice. For this is their theater, their altar, their chance for divinity. Welcome to WrestleMania, the showcase of the immortals.
Raul Hernandez, and welcome to Raul's Wild Kingdom, coming to you live from my apartment, Apatera. Okay, first thing we're going to do today is check out the wonderful world of turtles. This is my friend Tommy. Tommy, say hello to the nice people.
Hello.
Ha, isn't he great, huh? Okay, so the turtle is a member of the reptile family, and it's got this hard protective shell, which keeps predators away, also provides him with his own home when he sleeps. Oh, and he's got these tiny, teeny little legs, which makes him move real slow. And not too many people know this, but the turtle is also nature's suction cup. Watch this. Do you see that? It sticks, huh? Okay, oh yeah, what else I got for you? Yeah, check this out. This is my ant farm. Now, ants are amazing. They can carry 50 times their own weight, and they work for weeks and weeks building these intricate little tunnels.
Oh, yeah. They hate it when you do this. Oh, look!
They're really mad now.
Where did you find this guy?
Me? I thought you hired him.
For those of you just joining us, today we're teaching poodles how to fly. Come here, Fluffy. Fluffy, are you psyched? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Get ready and fly! Oh, man. You know, sometimes it takes them a little longer to learn how to do it right.
Okay, come on. Chat up. Hey, who's next?
Ah, Gigi. Oh, man.
Hi, honey. Look what I got free at the checkout. It's a Chef's Pal. It's a dicer, grater, peeler, all-in-one. Never need sharpening, dishwasher safe.
Wow. That's amazing.
Truman. Miss a spot.
Oh, wait a minute. Coming in now, look at this. Look at that. That's blatant interference. And the brain disqualified.
Brilliant on the part of Bobby Heenan. Morocco looked as though he was going to get pinned, and Heenan doing his manager's job. But what's happening here?
Well, what's happening here is a Hulkster has Bobby the Brain up in the air. Look at this. Heenan disqualified. From behind, there's Bundy. Where did he come from?
Wham! King Kong Bundy to the rescue. He looks like the Calvary, McMahon.
Bundy, out of the blue. We saw him earlier. And look, oh no, double team coming up. Look, Morocco holding onto the Hulkster's arms.
Morocco's got the champion held against the. I love it, the Avalanche.
Heenan giving instructions in there. And here comes, oh no, the referee through the ropes. Right at the Hulkster, another Avalanche.
This is brutal, McMahon. Look at Bundy, he's just measuring him off. He's measuring Hogan off.
Morocco holding onto the arms. The Hulkster is limp, but Morocco holds him up. But now, the Hulkster down on the canvas. And he is hurt. What'd he say?
He said, there's your champion, McMahon.
Well, look, I think, Jesse, I've never seen a Hulkster in this state before. He looks unconscious. Look what Morocco's doing.
I believe you're right. I believe he is unconscious.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no! Bundy with yet another Avalanche. And Heenan giving instruction on Morocco to turn him over. Oh, no. This is... I've never seen anything quite like this before. Champion Hulk Hogan, totally unconscious. A number of wrestlers coming in now to help the Hulkster, but it looks like it's definitely too late. He's not even moving, Justin.
He's definitely unconscious, McMahon. He's definitely injured.
I think there's a doctor in the ring also.
Gotham City always brings a smile to my face. Winged freak. Terrorizes. Get a load of me.
Rather. When the Führer says,
he is the master race, we heil, heil,
right in the Führer's face. Not to laugh, the Führer is a great disgrace, so we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. When her Goebbels says, we own the world in space, we heil, heil, right in her Goebbels face. When her Göring says, they'll never bomb this place, we heil, heil, right in her Göring's face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love the Führer's face. When we bring to the world disorder. When the Führer says, we is the master race, we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So we heil, heil, right in the Führer's face.
To Gene Krupa in syncopated style shortly.
Well, what else am I going to do with my money?
I wish you'd have listened to this.
Well, I would have, except my record player doesn't work now.
Your stereo's broken?
Yeah.
How can you stand it? I couldn't live without music.
Well, I don't follow music too much, but I would really like to. I really would.
Then you haven't heard this record yet.
No. But I was thinking maybe, you know, you could listen to it on your record player.
Now going back to 40 years of Chick Webb.
No, no, this is a movie that a lot of couples come to. All kinds of couples go here.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I see them all the time. Come on.
Genom konsultationer har många lärt sig att skaka av sig tidiga inlärda mönster och vanor.
Mina föräldrar var mycket strikta. De sa det till mig att kroppen var Guds hus. Sex var smutsigt, något att skämmas för.
Kanske om du förstod skönheten i dina naturliga organ. Vagina, pallos, spermier och ägg. Kroppen är ett tempel och du ska känna dig som hemma.
Långt innan Master Johnsons studier i Amerika har svenska undersökningar lagt grundstenen. Regeringsstudier, privata föreningar och allmänna kliniker. I fråga om sexuell upplysning och många övriga sociala reformer har Sverige gått till.
Where are you going?
I have to leave now.
Why?
I don't know why I came in here. I don't like these movies.
Well, I mean, I
you know, I didn't know that you'd feel that way about this movie. I don't know much about movies, but if I...
Is there what kind of movies you go to?
Well, yeah, I mean, I come and they are, this is not so bad.
Taking me to a place like this is about as exciting to me as saying, let's fuck.
There are other places I can take you. Plenty of other movies I can take you to. I don't know much about them, but I can take you to other places.
Which is different?
Wait a second.
I have to go. Gotta go now.
Wait a second. I want to talk to you.
Look,
just
I have to go.
Wait a second.
Taxi?
Can I talk to you at least? I mean, won't you at least talk to me? I didn't know you... Look, won't you take the record?
I've already got it.
But please... Please, I bought it for you, Betsy.
Thanks, now I've got two. Let's go.
Can I call you? Jesus Christ, I got a taxi, huh?
Narcotics agent. I knew it. That was our cocaine, you big fucking pig swine whore!
You better be careful. Plenty of vultures out here. They'll pick your bones clean before morning.
You fucking whore.
Here's your half of the sunshine acid.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Wait. How long do I have?
Your attorney, I advise you to drive at top speed. It'll be a goddamn miracle if we can get there before you turn into a wild animal. Are you ready for that? Checking into a Vegas hotel under a phony name with intent to commit capital fraud and a head full of acid. I sure hope so.
30 minutes. It was going to be very close.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there's no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some worn victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. While preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates, and goodness hides behind its gates. But even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptize to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except you to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault, but it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. While money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals. I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough, walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say, okay, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
I need just one more port to ignore the my humanities problem.
No, I don't know what the fuck is
I'd like to make a collect call to Mrs. Bill Taylor.
Come on.
Mitch Taylor.
I got a great idea. Why? Why? Hold it down.
Mom, I want to come home. I don't like it here anymore. I want to come home and live with you. You've rented out my room? Mom, to who?
You remember the strike of Aaron?
Cody, look. Yes.
Oh, my.
Where were you last night?
In the lab where you were supposed to be.
Yeah, Jordan said that Hathaway got down on you. What exactly did he, Let me hold on to that thought and get back
to you. Mom? Mom, are you there?
Baby, you sound upset. What's wrong?
I don't like it here anymore. I want to come home and live with you.
It's not for you to like it. It's for you to do. You're 15 years old now.
Mom, I want to come home and live with you.
You want to live with me and Daddy?
Yeah, Dad. I want to go back to high school.
Honey, Daddy's rented out your room.
My room? Mom, to who?
You remember Mr. Echeverra. He's the plumber.
Why can't Mr. Echeverra and I share it? Mama don't want to stay here anymore.
Now, Mitchie, that doesn't sound like Mama's little soldier.
Mitch, it's your dad.
Hi, Dad. Are you crying?
I'm sorry.
Well, hope nobody sees you.
I'm just a kid.
You've never been just a kid.
And race
just worked it around and got him in a position for that. I think he caught Flair unaware. Flair did not suspect that that was coming, and Race worked him into a position to lower the moment he was coming with an elbow, and again he missed it. Flair knows, and you can tell in the opening minutes of the match here, Flair realizes when he's on the mat, he's got to be prepared that Race is going to come with something.
Good counter by Race on that one. Excellent counter. But twice now, twice Flair, or twice Race, rather, has failed to execute. I don't know if this is a sign of the times or an indication of things to come, but twice he failed to execute. And as you and I were discussing earlier, intensity and execution.
Now Flair rolling around on the mat toward the ropes, holding that head. He took a couple of hard blows to that head, and he's dizzy at this point. He is feeling it, trying to get those cobwebs out of his mind. And Race, if he can, is going to continue to carry the battle to him with a knee right down across the throat. The referee now trying to get him separated near the ropes.
Here's where I think the additional years of professional experience is serving Harley Race. He does have that advantage. He's got about 18 or better years in the pro ranks, but he is now beginning to get his comeuppance from former world champion Gene Kaminsky. And that I think that his elongated period of professional experience could possibly take the toll here on Ric Flair.
When Flair gets to his feet, Race slams into the turnbuckle, comes again with a hard blow to the head, and he continues to work on the head of Flair now. Right down to the back of the neck with a rabbit punch. And that may have been on the ear, as Flair seems to be holding his ear at this point while he's on the mat.
Well, obviously, Race is going to pull out all stops. We heard an exclamation from the challenger, Ric Flair, and that may have given the additional intensity that Race may need. He knew he hurt his man. And it'll be curious now to see how quickly and how fast he closes in on the challenger, because the challenger is in trouble. No question about it. Flair in trouble. There is a countdown now, and referee Kaminsky tells him to resume the match, and it is Harley Race trying to set him up for the pile driver. And this may be it. This could be it. We'll be right back.
Come on! Shit!
All right, Bundy. We've gone right, we've gone left. I'm going to have to send you right up the middle. Can you do it?
I think so, Coach. Give me the shoe.
Hold on. Break!
$30 for the shoes, $130 for labor.
All I've got is $20.
Deal.
Oh, by the way, can we interest you in our extended warranty? It's $50 extra, but if you get stuck somewhere and can't get them off, we'll tow your big ass back here for free.
I couldn't take the finest. real cars smashing into real cars. Real dumb people driving them. So, give the stunt team the car you want to smash up, take her and reinforce that fucker everywhere, and voila. You got yourself a death-proof automobile.
That makes sense. I just didn't know you could make a car death-proof.
Hell, I can drive this baby into a brick wall doing 125 miles an hour. Just for the experience.
Why is your passenger seat in a box?
Well, this is a movie car. Sometimes when you're shooting a crash, director wants to put a camera in the car. You know, shoot the crash from the inside. That's where you put the camera. They call it a crash box. Here. There you go.
You know, when you asked to drive me home, you didn't mention your car didn't have a passenger seat.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't ask to drive you home. You asked me for a ride, and I said yes. But look at the bright side, Pam. I won't be getting fresh putting my hand on your knee.
It is the bright side.
I thought so. Because it was a 50-50 shot on whether you'd be going left or right. You see, we're both going left. You could have just as easily been going left, too, and if that was the case, it would have been a while before you started getting scared. But since you're going the other way, I'm afraid you're going to have to start getting scared immediately. Benefit of it, honey. You really need to be sitting in my seat.